second hour of the Liberty Hour, and boy, that hour really went by fast, Mark. And you know, we had a fascinating discussion with Philip and what you were talking about in the Old Testament and how it comes back to what's happening now. And we have, I wonder, and I just think back 41 years ago, and as the season is, here we go into the holiday season, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and everything. And I wonder about those people out there that lost their sons and husbands 41 years ago in that empty chair that's always been there ever since. And it's just too bad that we can't get this taken care of and bring some dignity and honor back to this country, with unveiling the murderers and the betrayers of this country. And you know, Mark, I must feel alike that in my own mind that somehow or another we are being blackmailed. This country is being blackmailed to the hilt. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many people are doing it and how many people are doing it to who or what they're using for the blackmail. But there's got to be something in that venue to keep the truth from coming out. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I agree with you. There were two very important books that I read many years ago that opened my eyes, or at least began the process of opening my eyes as to the danger we face. Of course, as I mentioned in the last hour, the first one was Final Judgment, written by my very good friend Mike Piper, where he basically has figured out the whole JFK business in terms of who done it and why, and it is Israel. Secondly, the books written by former Mossad officer Victor Strofsky, the first one being called By Way of Deception, and then his follow-up book, The Other Side of Deception. Strofsky, I mean, let's face it, this is basically coming from the horse's mouth. He was in the belly of the beast for a good 6 years as a Mossad agent, and he lays out the methods of this madness, what the Mossad has done in the past, and what it is capable of doing. He pointed out in his second book that the Mossad was actually plotting to assassinate George Herbert Walker Bush in 1991 at the Madrid Peace Conference. This is, of course, the same George Herbert Walker Bush who went to war for Iraq for Israel's benefit. Now, think about that. Here we have a former Mossad officer saying that his agency was planning to assassinate the President of the United States. And yet, this should be this should be common knowledge to all Americans, especially when we hear so much about Saddam Hussein planning to assassinate George Herbert Walker Bush. So my point is, Phil, you're right. This is an absolutely ruthless agency operating under a ruthless ideology, and they are capable of doing anything. 9/11 is proof perfect of that. We know about the Israeli agents who were arrested on that day and in the subsequent days. They knew all about 9/11 and refused to warn us about it. So the idea of blackmail, and of course what you're saying between the lines is that they have, more than likely, they have weapons of mass destruction in this country, probably in every major city in this country, and they have made it clear to our governing bodies that if we don't play ball the way that they tell us to play ball, they're going to take down America one city at a time. So I agree with you. It is the only explanation in my mind that adequately explains why these people in Washington, D.C. are so willing to sit by and not just allow their country to go down the tubes, but to help facilitate this. It is blackmail, and I don't just mean on a personal level, but on a national level. That's the only explanation that that means anything to me. So I agree with you. We are in big trouble, no question about it. Anyway, there is that music indicating we're going to a break. When we get back, we will begin taking your calls. Everybody, just stay tuned. You don't want to miss the show.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Superbeta Prostate banner to learn more about the product.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our Homestead Collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 post-paid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
Deep in the Brazilian rainforest of the Amazon grows the acai berry. Considered to be one of nature's most complete and healthy foods, the acai berry is loaded with antioxidants, amino acids, essential omegas, fibers, phytonutrients, and protein. A superfood? Yes. YourLivingFruit.com now brings the acai product, the timing, the company, the opportunity, and the cause to you. Some of the health benefits associated with the acai berry are increase in sustained energy, help with cholesterol management, improvement of digestive system, strengthening immune system, and more. Acai berry boasts 10 times the antioxidant benefits of grapes and twice that of blueberries. Are acai berry health benefits right for you? Is the opportunity right for you? Find out at YourLivingFruit.com. YourLivingFruit.com will show you the remarkable and continually documented health benefits of the acai berry. Visit YourLivingFruit.com. That's YourLivingFruit.com.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, for this November 22nd edition of the Liberty Hour. Phil, let's just go ahead and start bringing up our calls. What do you say?
Yeah, let's go for it.
All right, let's start with Carl in Florida. Come on up, Carl.
Hello. My name is Carl Greeley. Hello.
Hey, Carl. Carl, how you doing, buddy?
My name is Carl Greeley. Phil Cherney may remember me because I donated with $336 a big 6x8 ad about the bodies being unloaded at the Port of Malta, and then I met Phil personally at the Pensacola, Florida reunion. He should remember me. Now, what I would like, if you allow me to, is to, in this very short letter that I wrote, and I'm going to have it published in the newspapers, and I quote Philip Giraldi and Paul Craig Roberts, and this is it's called Obama Names Israeli as a Chief of Staff. President Obama picks Rahm, his middle name is Israel Emanuel, as his Chief of Staff. His father was a member of Irgun, a Jewish terrorist organization who used violence to drive the British and Palestinians out of Palestine to create the Jewish state. When Freddie Mac was plagued with the scandals involving campaign contributions and accounting irregularities, Emanuel received $231,655 as a director's fee in 2001. Philip Giraldi, a former CIA agent who reported on March 12th of 2007 that AIPAC Israel's lobby discovered while holding its annual meeting in Washington that pending legislation in a funding bill for Iraq said President Bush and Congress must get congressional approval before attacking Iran. Since Rahman, Israel Emanuel wanted U.S. to attack Iran, and as a fundraiser for American Israel Public Affairs Committee, and as a congressman from Illinois who served in the Israeli army, Emanuel organized an intensive lobbying campaign to flood Congress with phone calls to drop said legislation. So while Emanuel was making phone calls from the House of Representatives, New York Senator Charles Schumer did the same in the Senate. They were so successful that Majority Leader Nancy Pelosi admitted defeat and yielded to Congressman Emanuel and Senator Schumer and the Israeli lobby. Pat Buchanan was furious. He said, if we launch an attack on Iran, Nancy Pelosi will bear responsibility for that war. He now calls Nancy Pelosi the AIPAC girl. Ralph Nader quoted Israeli peace advocate Yuri Avneri, who said Obama broke all records for lack of political courage when he agreed with AIPAC to prevent former President Jimmy Carter from speaking at the Democratic National Convention. So, now it's obvious that Obama lacks courage needed to promote peace in the Middle East because of his fear of Israel. My question, will Israel be Obama's boss? Question mark. What say you? Kyle Greeley, Barefoot Bay, Florida, 109 Robin Drive. And my zip code is, my area code is 32976. If anybody wants to send me a standard envelope, I'll send this. And then on the bottom, I've got from 1978 to 2008, pro-Israel PAC funds given to congressional members was increased to $46,284,078. See Washington Report on Middle East Affairs for this story, 2008, August 2008. My name is Kyle Green. I'm calling you from Barefoot Bay. I'm originally from New Hampshire. Thank you. And if you got time, I've got an eloquent few words to say from Charlie Reese, that he quotes. Charlie Reese has got an eloquent story that's back in, I would like to read a story where Charlie Reese quotes Waddle M. Wade of Rockwell, Texas. Wade was working on E-Systems, Inc., in the engineering department that designed the data collections systems that went into the Liberty. Wade said, when we heard about the attack on the Liberty, it was obvious to us that the attack was deliberate. Some years later, in a ironic twist of fate, we were asked to design similar equipment for the Israeli aircraft. Among the Israelis assigned to our facility to oversee the contract was the airman who led the machine gun, rocket, and napalm attack on the Liberty. In private talks, he acknowledged and admitted that the attack had been well planned in advance and was broken off only when Israeli listening post discovered that American carrier-based aircraft were coming to the Liberty aid. The truth was known to the National Security Agency and therefore the White House. But the congressmen, and senators were aware of what happened, but they feared speaking out because of the weapon that could be used against them called the anti-Semitism. For this most revealing true story, send me a self-addressed stamped envelope, and I will send you a story. And then I will also send a story about how President Truman yielded to Israel for accepting $2 million in a suitcase on his train. And General George Marshall, who was our first five-star general and later became Secretary of State, told Truman that if he kept that $2 million and yielded to Israel, he would not vote for Truman, and he would resign as Secretary of State. This story is also free and available from me for a stamp self-address. My address is 109 Robin Drive, Barefoot Bay, Florida, 32976, Carl Greeley.
Thank you, Carl.
Okay, I'm sorry for taking so long. But
that's okay. That's all right.
Philip Wade story is quite a story, and people ought to know about that.
Yeah, I'm going to look that up right now.
Well, I'll send it. If you want, give me your name, and I'll send it to your attention. What's your name?
My name is Mark Glenn.
Mark. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, Mark. Why can't I send it to American Free Press attention to you?
That'll be fine. Thank you, Carl.
Okay, thank you for listening.
Thank you. Take care.
Thanks, Carl.
Bill Turney.
Yes, that's my old buddy Carl Greeley. I'll tell you now, earlier I was talking about we need some help out there, and old Carl's been plugging around for years and years and years trying to get us some help and get the truth out. And God bless him. I believe Carl's over 90 now, and he doesn't give up. He writes all the time, and he keeps these peoples on their toes, but, they barely listen to him. But God bless him for what he's doing and what he's trying to do. I'll tell you, it's unreal to have Americans like that. Thank God for him.
Yep. They don't make them like that anymore, do they, Phil?
No, they don't, Mark, and it's a shame. I wish that we had more Americans just exactly like him.
All right, let's bring up Dave in Massachusetts. Dave, come on up.
Hi, Mark. Hi, Phil.
How you doing,
hey,
Dave?
Hey, morning.
Yeah, I called in when Philip Giraldi was on, and I was going to ask him if he'd read Robert Bayer's new book entitled The Devil We Know. But Bayer, right off the bat, being the CIA operative that he is, he puts out a little piece of disinformation right off the bat, because it says The Devil We Know, and then it says Dealing with the New Iranian Superpower. Well, that's baloney.
Right.
That's baloney.
Absolutely. I didn't trust that from the beginning when I read that. As soon as, and that's the thing. I mean, people have got to understand that, this is how changes happen. They don't necessarily, people like this, operatives like Robert Bayer, they don't necessarily bring forth a great big piece of information and try to turn this ship in a radical direction. It's very small increments. Small adjustments. And so when we start hearing about the Iranian superpower, it's like you have to laugh. I mean, but there, unfortunately, Dave, there are going to be a lot of people who are going to read that, and they're going to, oh my God, Iran is a superpower. Oh, what are we going to do? There's only
Mark,
yeah.
That's just the old bait and switch setup deal there. That's just a setup to get people scared to death. And
sure.
If anybody believes that, they're crazy.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Essentially, that's what they were trying to sell us with Iraq and Saddam, that Saddam and Iraq was some kind of new superpower that we had to deal with, huh?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yep. What else have you got?
Oh, I don't know. This whole thing with Yo Mama, okay, and what he's doing, there's nothing good about it at all. I've been saying all along, he's gonna be the greatest menace to the Middle East. I hope the Iranians they better feverishly prepare for war. They better hurry up and try to build a nuclear weapon and get one pretty quick, because Iran's definitely in their gun sights, and they just decided strategically it was best not to attack Iran under Bush's administration. It was best to bring in a new administration before attacking Iran. But
I tend to disagree, Dave. I think if they could have gotten Bush to do it, they would have. Obviously, for whatever reason, he is reticent about doing it. And I think it isn't because of any kind of common sense or patriotism or anything like that on Bush's part. I think it's just that he has people telling him from the military and intelligence establishments. They're saying, listen, hell no, we won't go. Anyway, there's the music. Everybody, we'll be right back. Take it.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, for this second hour of the Liberty Hour. I want to thank Dave for his call. We want to bring us Arian from California. Arian, come on up.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call. Listen, I assume that sometimes in your life you might have had a flat tire or, lost your keys or, maybe forgot to watch a program that you were interested in or something like that. And I wanted to ask you, if something like that ever happened, do you ever end up blaming the Jews for that?
What is your point?
I'm just curious. Like, it's like,
why would you ask such an asinine question as that?
Because of the way you guys are coming off.
Oh, really? Hey, Phil, acquaint this guy with who you are and why you may feel the way you do about Israel.
Oh, I'd be glad to. What is your name again?
Yeah, my name is Arian.
Arian, okay. Arian, to be very honest with you, I've seen Israel at its very worst. I've seen them murder my shipmates in cold blood.
Okay.
I've seen them try to sink our ship. I've seen them machine gun our stretcher bearers and life preservers.
I will acknowledge that maybe you have more of a reason to. Yeah, I will acknowledge that maybe you have more reason. Hello? Yeah,
no.
I will acknowledge that maybe you have more of a reason not to.
Maybe. Did you say the word maybe, Arian?
Okay, I'm sorry. Should I take out the word maybe? Would that make you feel better?
What you've done is tipped your hand here. You see, you're not out to find the truth. You are out to obfuscate and to confuse people. Now, let me ask you something, Arian. What do you know that Phil Turney does not know about Israel? What do you know that Philip Giraldi and Ray McGovern and some very esteemed people, such as Dean Rusk and other people, CIA Director Richard Helms, what do you know that they don't know?
There's a difference between naturally criticizing Israel, like your guest. He mentioned that they were trying to shoot and kill some of his men, so he might have a legitimate reason to hate Israel. But when I listen to you, and when I listen to some of your callers, I mean, it's like mass delusion. Do you not understand? When you listen to that caller, Carl, do you not understand, like, most people would think that Dave, that Carl, and you just have, like, a hatred towards Jews?
Well, let me ask you this. How do you feel about Muslims?
I think most Muslims are good, but most terrorists are Muslim.
So you're generalizing here, saying that most Muslims, most terrorists are motivated by their religious ideals to kill
people. You said that. I said most Muslims are good, but most terrorists are Muslim.
Okay. So in essence, you are saying that Islam has something to do with them being terrorists and killing innocent people, right?
Oh, no, they're saying that.
You know what I think, Aryan?
Did you hear my answer?
I think that the delusional person here is you. Because if you honestly believe even a tenth of this nonsense that you've been spouting on RBN in the last couple of weeks, only a lunatic would believe even a tenth of what you believe in. Now, the United States of America was attacked when USS Liberty was attacked. When the United States of America was attacked on 9/11. And you had Israeli Mossad agents filming this attack, and they were cheering. That is not the behavior of a friend or an ally. And by the way, just in case you're going to categorize these guys being arrested as just an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory, these same guys appeared on Israeli television saying that they were sent to, quote, document the event. Now, should we, based upon this information, should we maybe take a second look at Israel and the fact that she seems to be hell-bent upon destroying this country? Are you there?
He took off, Mark.
I guess Aryan had his fill. Boy, that I was really looking forward to getting into a nice long punching match here, but I guess he had his fill. Phil, what do you have to say about him?
Well, come on, this guy, I mean, you know, he's just an Israeli firster, that's all I can say. He doesn't care about this country. I got a little flustered, I'll tell you why, because I got mad. I just got mad. He didn't say anything about the 34 men that were slaughtered that day. He could give a damn about them. He could give a damn about America. And, I got a little bit flustered. I'd like to gone out and got him a little bit more. But, hey, listen, you know, the writing is on the wall. If you can't see it, ladies and gentlemen, you know, we're not here for hate and discontent. We're here to tell you the truth. And we can back it up. We're not liars. We're not cheaters. We can back up what we say.
Well, and, you know what, Phil? Let me just say this. I am about hate and discontent. And I'll tell you what I mean. Anybody who attacks my country, who kills my countrymen, who threatens the safety of my family and friends and neighbors, is my enemy. It's that simple. Anybody who does that, I hate them to the ends of the earth. Because if I have to choose between loving my country, loving my family, and loving my friends, versus loving the people who would like to destroy my family and friends and countrymen, I'm going to choose to love my family and friends and countrymen. Now, the amazing thing is, sorry to have to interrupt you, Phil, the amazing thing is that people like this, they're so delusional. They believe the lie and they love the lie so much that they will stand there and look at a mountain of evidence as big as Mount Sinai and they'll say, that's not there. That's just an illusion. It's not real. Anyway, there's the music. We'll be bringing up the rest of the calls right after the break. Everybody, stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open-pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our Homestead Collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 postpaid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
Deep in the Brazilian rainforest of the Amazon grows the acai berry. Considered to be one of nature's most complete and healthy foods, the acai berry is loaded with antioxidants, amino acids, essential omegas, fibers, phytonutrients, and protein. A superfood? Yes. YourLivingFruit.com now brings the acai product, the timing, the company, the opportunity, and the cause to you. Some of the health benefits associated with the acai berry are increase in sustained energy, help with cholesterol management, improvement of digestive system, strengthening immune system, and more. Acai berry boasts 10 times the antioxidant benefits of grapes and twice that of blueberries. Are acai berry health benefits right for you? Is the opportunity right for you? Find out at YourLivingFruit.com. YourLivingFruit.com will show you the remarkable and continually documented health benefits of the acai berry. Visit YourLivingFruit.com. That's YourLivingFruit.com.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen, for the last half hour of the Liberty Hour. Thank you very much for joining us. I know we got a lot of callers on the line, and I certainly appreciate everybody listening in, and this RBN is a great station. Like I said before, RBN is the voice of freedom, free speech on the radio. And thank God for RBN and American Free Press and Mark Glenn and all the people at American Free Press that do the writing there. And Mark, I know we had some things that you had to say in just a few moments, some interesting things that we've talked about during the break, but right now let's bring up Flora in Idaho. Hey, Flora, how you doing today?
Hi. Well, I'm doing a lot better than I was last week. They tried doing me in. They tried doing it one at a time, anybody at all that gets in the way. And I just want to remind everyone that we are serving the living Christ. And he says that when Jerusalem is surrounded by armies. Listen carefully, you bigots, not you, Markinsville. It says that prepare for its desolation. Do you understand that, people? Jerusalem is going to be destroyed. And also, I have a wonderful suggestion, Markinsville, for a wonderful investigator. He's 27 years old. Experience. He's absolutely wonderful and astute, and that is TedGunderson.com. He has the goods on him, and he can also investigate for you. Now, I just want to take a little bit more of your time, and then I'm going to let someone else talk. Number one, the Jews now are living in Kabbalah, which is completely against the living Christ. And let's see. I want to tell everyone, if you will go to Win Parker's archives on September 28th, he can prove without beyond a shadow of a doubt by reading the congressional records of Cleon Soskin. And it says right there that 42 goals of communism, which we do have now, the full thing. So we are under a full communist government. This Bush is a absolute mess, and we all know that the government is out of control. And I want to speak only for myself here, but I must surrender to Christ every single day, sometimes 10, sometimes 20 times a day, surrender. But I would like you to listen, or maybe not even, I won't read it if you don't have time, but I suggest that you go to Isaiah 66, 6, and read all to the end. But to save time, I'd like your permission to just give you a little of what Christ says is going to happen at the end, because we are dealing with the living God, and all of this has already been spoken about in the Bible. And open swift beast to my holy mountain Jerusalem. Now listen carefully. Saith the Lord, as the children of Israel bring an offering in a clean vessel unto the house of the Lord. And I will also take for them for priests for Levites, saith the Lord. Well, we know a communist isn't going to be one of God's priests. For as the new heavens and the new earth, did you hear? The new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, will remain before me, saith the Lord. So shall your seed and your name remain. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, saith the Lord. Now, I just want you to understand, people, there is a living God, and we must surrender to the living God. Ted Gunderson, the last I heard, Mark and Phil, was, they were trying to do him in with arsenic in his hairspray. And
by the way, Flora, I hate to interrupt, but just for the benefit of the people listening out there, Ted Gunderson's former FBI agent. In fact, I believe that he was the agent in charge of the San Francisco branch of the FBI for a number of years. So he's not some wild-eyed hillbilly out in the mountains of North Idaho or Colorado. This is a man who can speak with authority, and if he says that people are trying to kill him, then you can be pretty confident of the fact that there's at least some truth to it.
Absolutely. And they haven't killed him. They can't kill him because he's got too much damaging evidence on them right now. And he has his sources where he can investigate. And then when he's got the goods, he can present it sensibly. He is a wonderful servant of Christ. He is a wonderful citizen of the United States, as Mark and Phil are. This last moron that called, I can't remember his name, trying to say that the Jews, we're not saying the Jewish people, we're saying the Jews, those heads in the government, and if you have to say anything other than they are ungodly, I tell you, I pity you, because you're going to be going to the fires of hell. That's all. Thank you
so
much.
Thank you. All right, let's bring up Rick in Wisconsin. Rick, come on up.
Hello, glad to be on.
Good to have you back, Rick.
This is the best radio show in America. Number two is Michael Collins Piper.
Well, not to make my co-host here feel bad, I think that, I don't want to sound too immodest here, but if anything, we would be running neck and neck with Piper. I'd hate to see the day where I ever would surpass him in the quality of his work. But nevertheless, we both appreciate that, Rick.
I was going to say something else, but you know, I'll just tack it on. But Aaron called. You know, he's wrong. you know, not only Phil should be outraged, anybody that knows what's going on should be outraged, because Zionism, Jewish apartheid, and what they are doing is a scourge to all of humanity.
Absolutely.
And I understand, you know, I was talking to a 9/11 truth guy, and, you know, he wants peace and love, everybody. And he's unaware of what's happening in Palestine and what's going on. And that, you know, that's genuine. And that might be this Aryan's position. I doubt it. I kind of doubt it. But, you know, he needs to be informed. You know, point him in the direction. Look at what's happening in Palestine to the Palestinians.
And no, Rick, they deserve it. You see, they're all terrorists waiting to blossom, you see.
Yeah.
So this is the problem. I hate to throw water on
Well, that's for indoctrinated. That's for people that are indoctrinated into the Zionist culture. You know, they're the ones that deny reality all the time. It's everything
Absolutely.
Under the sun. It's moon phases. It's anything but Jewish apartheid.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, this is the problem. I mean, when you have somebody who can embrace the idea that 2 plus 2 equals 5, you know that you're dealing with somebody who is, by his nature, his or her nature, irrational. And so, you know, when they go down this road, you know, at that point, it really is one of these situations that Jesus talked about. He said it's casting pearls before swine. That's why I basically have given up trying. I mean, even Jesus himself, I mean, he, towards the end of his mission, trying to reform these people, he looked at Jerusalem and he wept over Jerusalem and he was saying, you know, what is it going to take to get you people to straighten up and act right? Is it going to take having your country destroyed? So, you know, people such as this Aryan, whatever the hell his name is or who he is, you know, they need to be made to look the fools that they are. And
you know, the funny thing is, he complains that you and Michael Collins Piper, that's all you talk about. Well, on the mainstream media, that's the only thing that's not talked about. And it is the big thing that's really, really going on.
Absolutely. We're not in danger of losing our country or having the world destroyed because of what the Muslims are doing. We are in danger of having the world destroyed because a handful of lunatics have gotten a hold of nuclear weapons, and they are infected with this messianic mindset where they say, if we can't have the world, nobody is going to have it. And they have publicly stated on many occasions that they will take the world down with them. That's the danger that we're facing.
Right. Should paranoids have nukes? I don't think so.
Yeah, exactly. Good point. I'm going to have to use that quote, Rick. Should paranoids have nukes?
But anyway, I just wanted to mention, you mentioned the book, and I tell people they should read two books, and in order. One is The Controversy of Zion by Douglas Reed,
mm-hmm.
and that'll describe the root history of this conflictual tribe that is antisocial, and it's always been that Jesus had certainly had a hard time with them. And then in sequence to that, to confirm that these people are still in control is what you mentioned, JFK, Final Judgment by Michael Collins Piper. Those two books, you read those, and your eyes are open.
Absolutely. Yep.
But, yeah.
Well, Rick, do you have anything else?
I'm losing my train of thought here, but I think I made some points.
Okay. All right. Well, it's good
thank
to hear
you for
from
hearing
Rick.
Me.
Up.
Keep
no
it up.
No problem. Call back anytime. All right. Let's bring in JG in California.
Morning, Mark. Phil.
How you doing?
Hey. I just got tears in my eyes. Just cracked the last half hour. I can barely keep from crying, but you guys are my heroes all the way as I look at everybody else listening to you guys every week, and I'm going to be the guy that's going to be between you and harm. I was just looking over Israel, and Mark, I had a question about the Kennedy assassination I wanted to ask, but I just happened to pick up the Bible and looked in Ezekiel 6. Unbelievably, I'm not exactly sure what it all attributes, but listen to this, Mark and Phil. It says, "And say, ye mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord God. Thus saith the Lord God to the mountains and the hills, to the rivers, to the valleys. Behold, I, even I, will bring a sword upon you, and I will destroy your high places, and your altars shall be desolate, and your images shall be broken. And I will cast down your slain men unto your idols, and I will lay the dead carcasses of the children of Israel before your idols, and I will scatter your bones round about all your altars. In all the dwelling that the city shall be laid waste, and the high places shall be desolate, that your altars may be laid waste and made desolate, and your idols may be broken in cease, and your images be cut down. And the slain shall fall in the midst of you, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. Yet will I have a remnant, that ye may have some that shall escape the sword among the nations, when ye shall be scattered throughout the countries. And they that escape of you shall remember me among the nations, whether they shall be carried captive, because I am broken with their whorish heart, who have departed from me, and with their eyes, which go a-hoarding after their idols. And they shall, I guess, lock themselves for the evils which they have committed in all their abominations, and they shall know that I am the Lord, that I have not said in vain that I would do this evil unto them. I don't know, Mark, what that attributes, but it sure says a lot.
Well, you know what, JG, one of the things that I've been doing lately is spending a lot of time reading the Old Testament. And,
yes,
you know, as somebody, as a Christian who grew up in America, I never heard any of this stuff about how rotten these people were and how God was constantly trying to reform them and,
yes,
and just make them productive, honest, hardworking members of the human race. But, you know, you don't hear about this when Boss Hog Hagee gets on TV and starts running his big mouth about how great these people are and how God favors them over everybody else. You don't hear about all of these things, such as you just read, where God is saying, these people are a thorn in my eye, and I am about to destroy them at any moment. Now, if that doesn't sound like that trouble was a brewing a long time ago with them, I mean, what else is there?
Mm.
Phil, what do you have to say about that?
Well, Mark, I'll tell you, it's amazing when you think about what was written so many years ago, and here we are today, and look what we're looking at. We're looking at wars beyond wars. We're looking at death beyond death. We're looking at these poor children in Palestine being herded around like cattle, have nothing to eat. They're being diseased. They're being executed. Maybe not with bullets and hand grenades at this moment, but they are being executed. And God does not look kindly on that. And I think that we are in so much trouble right now, you guys. I just don't know how to get out of it or what we're going to do. But God help us, because we're all in deep doo-doo.
I agree. I mean, it's just frightening to think about it. Phil, you know, I tell people, if today the United States made an abrupt 180-degree turn and took all of Israel's toys away, meaning her nuclear weapons and all the rest of it, it would still take 100 years to fix the damage that we've done. I mean, these people, I mean, how, as a parent who has lost children or whose children's arms and legs have been blown off and the kid, you know, I mean, it's a mixed blessing. The child is still alive. But how would you like to be a parent and your kid doesn't have any arms so that he can feed himself or wipe himself after he goes to the bathroom? How do you forget something like that?
Well, you can't, Mark. And not only that, they have nowhere to go. They have no hospitals. They have no medicine. They have nothing. I mean, how much more can you make a human being suffer is beyond me.
Yeah, but it's all good. You see, it's all good because the Palestinians, the Arabs are terrorists. The Jews are God's chosen people. We got to give them everything they demand. And I tell you, it's just, I never thought the day would come that I would say that I was ashamed of my country or that I was ashamed really to be a Christian, but that day has come. Anyway, JG, thanks for your call. We've got a couple more calls we want to bring up here. Cindy from California.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, this is Cindy. I'm calling you from Hollywood, California, and I just want to speak to the issue. I just heard the lady speaking about Palestine. If the American people knew one-tenth of those of us who are activists knew, they wouldn't be supporting it. They would be telling the Congress. Of course, you know, Congress doesn't listen. Jinsa, AIPAC controls Congress. Jinsa controls the Department of Defense. But we need to stop funding this country. This state of Israel, as they call it, they need to get blank out of the Palestinian territory. They got the 25 to 27 foot tall wall that separates the Palestinians from their food. and they had, during their holy season, the gates were closed. The Palestinians couldn't even get through those locked gates, those openings, to get over to their own food. They had a lady who wrote a book. She's Jewish, spoke in Beverly Hills a few weeks ago, The Other Side of Israel. She lives there, and she's totally opposed to what's going on. She's written an elegant book. I can't remember her name, I'm sorry, but I have her book, and she spoke and told that they cut off the water. She said, fortunately, she can afford to buy a bottle of water, but the Palestinian children are thirsty. There's no roads, markings, there's no way, no numbers, and so if someone gets ill, they can't get an ambulance in there in time. Many people die. So she's over trying to raise $100,000 for an ambulance.
But Cindy, hold that thought. We've got to go to our last break, and we'll let you finish up the show right afterwards. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open-pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our Homestead Collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 postpaid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED, or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Here we are again for the last few minutes of the Liberty Hour, and that song there, We Won't Back Down, and I'll tell you what, I'm not going to back down until I'm planted somewhere. And listen, if I end up dead today or tomorrow or next week, believe me, I didn't die of a heart attack. Remember that, Mark. But anyway, Cindy, go ahead and please finish your remarks.
All right. We've got a situation in our country where the American people don't know their history. They don't know the history of the Federal Reserve. Some people still think it's governmental. It is not. They don't understand. AIPAC is the strongest, most powerful lobby in Washington, and it's controlling our body of Congress. Why didn't Congress respond to 9 out of 10 people calling, saying, don't do the bailout? It's because they're controlled, and they're afraid. The element of fear, they're trying to spread it. I'm trying to raise a level of awareness of the American people. Your feet are standing in fear, your head's up, you've raised your awareness, you've raised your consciousness, and you're going to fight back. You're not going to take it. You're going to step up and to the plate by the hundreds of thousands and say, no, we're not. They'll take some of us, yes. They got FEMA camps for us. They've got black water on the ground. They've got militarily trained people. Our mayor of Los Angeles went in June to Israel, took a body of 20 on a business/pleasure trip. The United States is broke. California is broke. Los Angeles is broke. He took these people and he came back and he had signed a contract with Israel. We have Israeli soldiers dressed as security at LAX. You fly in and out of LAX, that's who's going to be checking you out. They're also down at UCLA Harbor Hospital. We don't know where else they are. We're searching it out. But I'm telling you people, we've got to get the Zionists out of our government. We've got to be firm about that. Read the names. Write into and contact Obama and just tell him, we don't like your appointments. Rahm Emanuel, he's got the worst reputation. He's a very acerbic, caustic man. And what's he going to do? He's going to be running it just like
the Israeli press said, we have our man in the White House, and he's going to be there as an agent of Israel. I have no doubt about it. Not only is he going to steer policy in favor of Israel, he's going to be there to act as a sponge and soak up every piece of information involving the president that can be used to blackmail him.
Right. Well, you've got a situation. Paulson was at the Reagan Library a couple of days ago. All the questions were all posted. I mean, nobody could get a question in. I wasn't there. I had friends over there. And you can't get a question in. They want to feed this story to the American people, and they want to make them believe. They're getting wealthy. Paulson is, he should be indicted. You don't need any hearings. Just take the 3.5 pages he first presented to the American people. That's enough to put him away with no oversight, no congressional, no judicial. Come on, America, wake up. What's wrong with you? Please.
Thank you for your call. Please call back anytime.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, Phil, I don't know about you, but I'd say that we had a pretty productive Saturday. Made a few friends, made a few enemies, hopefully. Obviously, this is tough, Phil. I mean, in the beginning days of any fight, that really is the tough time, is trying to get the American people or any group of people to wake up and understand that the house is burning and you got to get the hell out. Anyway, Phil, there's the music. Get us out of here.
Okay, thanks a lot, Mark. And it's another great Saturday being with you. I appreciate it, Mark. You're a great man, and I look up to you. Thanks for having me with you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I also appreciate you very much. Thank you very much for being on the show with us, listening to us. And, you know, please help the USS Liberty. Don't forget it. Remember RBN, the voice of Freedom radio station. And if you get a chance, subscribe to AFP newspaper, American Free Press newspaper. Look forward to seeing you next week. God bless you. See you. Bye.